Oh, and you guys are 7-3 in your last 10. You've all played pretty good hockey lately. Actually, a lot better hockey than you guys had played. What's been the difference where you guys have kind of kicked it in the last 10 games?
I think a big thing, just, you know, managing the puck and, you know, not giving them unearned scoring chances, basically. So I think that's a big thing. I think our special teams have also been a little better than what they have been.
Lindy has talked about he's put some work in with you, and he says you're a very good student. He goes, you like to learn, you like to get better, you kind of crave the knowledge type of thing. And he said one of the things, we're not talking about fighting or hitting, but he's just trying to get you to use your size and strength a little more when you're eliminating players. How do you feel you've done with that? From me watching, it looks like you have improved on that recently. How has that been going for you?
Yeah, I think it's been better. I mean, obviously, like you said, something we've been working on. And I think for me, it's something that's just going to continue to get better. And, you know, not going to happen overnight. But as we continue to finish the season, I think it's going to continue to grow and get better.
How about the coverages are much better? Well, it wasn't against Nashville, but I thought that was kind of an outlier in the last 10 games. It seems like, as a group, you guys have been much better covering the middle of the ice and not leaving it open, because that seemed to be hurting you before that. You guys really put a concerted effort into that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially in the D zone, taking away that. So we've talked about, you know, coming back and staying tight in the D zone and not, you know, letting them seam us and get those chances in the slot. So that's for sure something we've done a lot better at, and definitely something we talked about.
You beat Carolina at home, but you know what you're getting from them. They seem like they play the same under Brendan Moore. They're a good two-way team. They can hurt you with the speed, and it seems like they're very consistent in the way they play, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're getting every game against them. They play hard, and they come at you. So obviously a really good team, and I think going to be a good challenge tonight.
Since the streak, the 22 games, you guys lead the league in goals. I think it's 3.86 goals per game. Have you guys been using good defense to turn it into offense? And I use the 8-2 game. Everybody wanted to talk about the goals. I thought you guys were fantastic on defense. You almost limited everything and turn that into offense. Has that been one of the keys that you guys have scored more goals?
For sure. I think anytime you defend better and, you know, spend less time in your zone, you're going to be playing on the other end more, and with that comes more goals. So we've done a really good job of that. And I think, you know, really good job of creating turnovers and be able to go the other way on the rush and capitalize off that.
You've been able to get offense 5-on-5 yourself with points, but when you watch Rasmus Dahlin, how much do you learn from him, the way he attacks the zone and maybe rotates in the zone? Because I said, you're doing fine as far as 5-on-5 scoring, but do you still get things from him where maybe he can even be better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's a treat for all of us to watch him every night. And like you said, there's so much to learn with this game on both sides of the puck. So it's definitely someone that you know, I watch when I'm on the bench, and you know, pick up stuff all the time from him, and got a ton to learn, so for sure.